This is the Word Alive podcast, and I am Pastor Wilbur Allen III. This past Sunday was Pentecost Sunday. Of course, in Acts 2 and 4, it details the coming of the Holy Spirit to the faithful 120 who were waiting on the promise from the Father. One thing I found very interesting regarding the totality of the canon is the fact that it is, I believe, you can break it up in three sections, or like a play, three acts. Act number one includes from creation to the flood. Act two is from the flood all the way until up to and including the ministry of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, his crucifixion, his burial, and his resurrection. However, Acts 2 and 4 is the beginning of Act number 3. When you compare the first two acts, the pace of the plot, the pace of the narrative is somewhat methodical. Maybe even you can consider it slow. But from Acts 2 and 4, as you read the book of Acts, there is a quickening of the pace. The Holy Spirit gave the church a force, a drive, and a power to preach the gospel all throughout Asia Minor, even into Europe. There was this force, and ultimately, the Christian message even made it to the United States. But I just want to say this, that the Holy Spirit is a force. It's a dunamis power that enables the church to take the gospel throughout the world. Jesus himself even said, after that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall receive power and you shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and even to the uttermost parts of the earth. Yes, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost is about taking the gospel to the world. One thing I find quite troubling within Pentecostal circles, holiness Pentecostal circles, is the propensity to post on social media these praise breaks. But I tell you, there's much more to holiness Pentecostalism, and that is rooted in the purpose of the Holy Spirit. It is a drive. It is a force that God has ushered into the world so that the world will hear the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Take a look at the Bible. Read the book of Acts, and you will see a quickening of the pace. And yes, even in this day, the pace has quickened even more in anticipation of the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Blessings to you.